184.
Authorize a contract with Global Vision Consortium Corp. to conduct a disabilities access and functional needs assessment of the emergency management programs of the City of Portland, Clackamas, Multnomah, and Washington counties in Oregon, and Clark County in Washington for a total not to exceed amount of $105,960.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, this item relates to PBM's continuing efforts to improve access to emergency management for all who live in Portland and the surrounding communities, ensuring people with limited English proficiency, disabilities, mental impairments, and those with limited access to resources are able to access city services and resources is an area we cannot pay enough attention to. I am proud of the work PBM and its local emergency management partners have been doing to ensure they're reaching every corner of our population. I'd like to thank Andrea Valderrama of my staff and Polo Catalani for their focused attention to improving access to city services, especially as it relates to new immigrants. And now I'd like to ask Denise Brown from PBM and Scott Porter, the Director of Emergency Management for Washington County, to tell us more about this important project.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Mayor Hills, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Novick, Commissioner Saltzman, Commissioner Fish. My name is Scott Porter. I am the Emergency Management Director for Washington County. I'm a member of the Regional Disaster Preparedness Organization Steering Committee, and I'm also one of the co-project managers for this project, the contract of which you're have before you for consideration. So on behalf of the Regional Disaster Preparedness Organization and the project partners, we are asking you to authorize a contract with Global Vision Consortium to conduct a disabilities, access, and functional needs assessment of the emergency management programs of the City of Portland and the four counties that Denise previously mentioned, Clackamas, Multnomah, and my county, Washington. The Portland Bureau of Emergency Management and its emergency management agency counterparts in those counties and my own in Washington County recognize that the respective programs need to do a better job of addressing the needs of people with disabilities and others with access and functional needs. We've seen a number of high-profile disasters in the country over the last several years, particularly Superstorm Sandy and Hurricane Katrina, where the needs of people with disabilities and access and other functional needs were not adequately addressed. Meeting their needs is not only the right thing for us to do, it is required by law. A number of laws that apply here, the ADA, the Rehabilitation Act, Civil Rights Act, and other federal statutes. So the intent of the assessment that we're asking you to approve a contract for is to determine how the five emergency management programs are meeting the needs of people with disabilities and others with access and functional needs, and doing that across the full spectrum of the program responsibilities, which includes preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation. In particular, we're asking the contractor to focus on our ability to alert, evacuate, transport, and shelter people from these communities, as these functions present the greatest life safety risks to those communities and are the ones that have not been handled effectively in past disasters across the country. The key outcomes from this project will be an identification of gaps in the activities and capabilities of each of the programs, as well as a prioritized list of recommendations for improving the programs and closing those gaps. And I anticipate that those lists will then guide our corrective actions as we go forward with our emergency management program efforts. I'll turn it over to Denise here to talk about the actual contracting process.
Yeah, so we followed the city's policies and procedures for formal PTE contracts. A regional group of subject matter experts was pulled together. And from the city, we had Nicole Sharon's participation, Jonna Papathiamu, and also myself involved. A lot of the participants were coming from human services agencies within counties. Multnomah County was involved. We received five proposals through this open bidding process, and the regional selection committee went through two levels of selection, and interviews were also included. Subcontractors were also a part of that process. In entering into this contract, we're happy to say that the percentage or the portion of the minority-owned, women-owned, and emergency small business is 35% or 36,720. And that was a stroke of luck on our part because we searched really hard to find organizations that had those qualifications. And in fact, one of the subcontract doctors became qualified under the women, the Oregon Women Certified, after we received the proposal. So, we'll just take it anyway, I guess. In terms of the impact, we've talked a little bit about the community impact. In terms of the impact on PBEM, the Bureau of Emergency Management, certainly if they get recommendations that would require them to have to improve some of their own plans and other policies and procedures that may go beyond their normal scope of general funding and would require them to find other funding. But I've been assured by the director that that would happen. I think in terms of it supports the city's livability goals, especially in terms of equity, and it's marked as emergency because the first part of the fund, it's actually three pieces of funding, UWASI 14, UWASI 15, and some funds from Metro Regional Government are going into this project. We need to get the first phase finished because that grant is expiring. The UWASI 14 grant is expiring this spring, so thank you very much.
If I might add, I want to thank Denise as well. She didn't recognize herself, but she put a ton of work into this effort. She mentioned Nicole Chiron, who has been your disability program coordinator, and provided important input into this project. And also there was a representative from the Minority Evaluator Program that participated in the evaluation of the proposals that were submitted. His name is Joe Nunn, and he provided a really nice additional input into our process as we evaluated all of these. So I want to thank them and thank you for their participation. And I would like to take the opportunity to thank you for your continued support of the Regional Disaster Preparedness Organization and the pivot role that you play in that organization and also in the acceptance and management of the USC grant.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on this item? Not, it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
I appreciate the collaboration with Nicole Chiron, formerly of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. She's now the coordinator of the Commission on Disabilities in the Office of Equity and Human Rights. And as such, I'm sure we'll continue to work with you on this project. Thank you for all your work. Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you. This is very important work. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you very much. And I'm Nicole Chiron. I remember being horrified when I saw that there was a goodbye party for her, and I realized she was not actually leaving the city. Aye.
Nails.
Well, you know, a lot of things that don't respect governmental boundaries, and one of them is emergencies. So that's why it's important we have this structure and have this cooperation. So thanks for keeping it effective, and this is going to be a nice piece of that work. Thank you. Aye.